What is going on? It is Adam. Welcome back to Bringing It Backwards, a podcast where both legendary and rising artists tell their own personal stories of how they achieve stardom. On this episode, we had a chance to hang out with Tiara, Gabby, and Bernie of Horizon over Zoom video. Tiara, Gabby, and Bernie all talk about their personal journeys in music and how they all met. They're all from Sydney, Australia, and they are all Filipina. And in Sydney, the Filipino culture is very tight-knit. So when the girls were at different singing competitions or opening up for artists, they all got to kind of know each other. And over the years, they would sing together, kind of warming up at these competitions or opening up for big Filipino artists that came to Australia. That's when they decided they should start singing together. And that's how they formed Horizon. So we hear that backstory. We hear about how they were able to build their massive social media following, collaborating with JoJo, getting contacted by Boyz II Men to cover one of their songs. They talk about working with Tricky Stewart, who's done massive, massive songs produced for Beyonce's Single Ladies, Umbrella by Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, so many massive artists. And they talk about how Tricky is really mentoring them and worked on the most recent songs that they just released, one called Naughty and the other one, Wanna Love You. So they talk to us about those songs as well. You can watch the interview with Tiara, Bernie, and Gabby on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards. It'd be amazing if you subscribe to our channel, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bringing Back Pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, it would be incredible if you follow us there as well and hook us up with a 5-star review.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Horizon. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you all getting up early and doing this. Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay. Ooh, a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, I'm Adam, and this is about you three and your journey in music. And we'll talk about the songs you guys just released and everything else happening after that.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Was excited.
Amazing. So everybody introduce yourselves just so I can get a grasp. I know everyone's name. I just want to make sure that we're all I can go in order as far as my screen goes.
So I'm Tiara.
I'm Bernie.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're
right. Awesome. All right. Tiara, so first we'll start with you then. Where were you born and raised? Sydney?
Yeah, born and raised Sydney. We're all Western Sydney, but I'm out Southwest Sydney. So, okay. Born and raised.
Born and raised. And Bernie, what about you? Same? Sydney?
So Western Sydney. So she's Southwest Sydney. I'm Western Sydney, and she's like in a West.
In a Northwest.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You really have to be specific
it's West.
Something like that.
Somewhere there.
But we're all Sydney, yeah.
Okay. Where are you guys at now?
We're all in Sydney at the moment.
What part? So, West Sydney?
the heart of Sydney, like the Sydney, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. Right on. And did you all meet at a young age, or did you guys grow up separately and then came together later in life?
Yeah. So, because we're all Filipino, growing up as kids, our parents would always push us to do all the music performances and stuff like that. And we met through mutual gigs within the Filipino community. Because we were always performing at the same gigs, we became friends, even though we were all from different parts of Sydney. And so when we got older, it kind of just made sense for us to be a group, because every time we were backstage at these gigs, we were singing together, we were harmonizing, we built a friendship. It felt right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. My wife's Filipino. So that's awesome that the three of you.
Do you know any Filipino words?
No, I don't. Her mom moved to the United States when she was 12.
Okay.
Yes. But she can speak Tagalog and all that stuff. I don't know how to do that. But I know I like to eat the food. I can tell you that.
That's me. I can eat.
I- And they like to push food. I'd be like so stuffed, and her mom would be like, no, you'll get more. I'm like, I'm gonna barf.
My mother has a catering business in Filipino food, so she literally will always tell people, you want more, eat more. It's okay. Yes.
Exactly.
When you have too little on your plate, they'll be like, put more. Why so little? Put more.
Oh, that's so good. What kind of food does she... Beef steak is my jam. I like that one.
Beef steak. My mom makes everything. Adobo, sinigang.
Oh, adobo's good.
Pancit, my favorite dish from my mom. Oh, it's her spaghetti and her tortang talong, which is like fried eggplant.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's... You know, there's torta also, which is like an egg thing, right? Where it's like egg inside of a...
Yeah.
Sorry, we got out. So what'd you say? Is that right? Isn't that torta?
Talong is eggplant. So it's like eggplant.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Egg, but it's so good. It's delicious. Oh my gosh.
That is amazing. Well, let's talk about music then. So Tiara, how did you get into music? It sounds like you were kind of not pushed into it, but that was something that your parents wanted you to be a part of.
We all have musical upbringings. For me, where I was kind of raised, I didn't really have access to a lot of resources to build my music knowledge. Like, I never had access to singing lessons. I never did any piano lessons. I kind of had to go based off all the people that inspired me in music, like all the divas, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. When I would hear their music, I would try to sing like them. And when it came to like getting a piano, I kind of just had to rely on YouTube piano tutorials or something like that. So my upbringing, I'd say, is predominantly self-taught until Part of Horizon, like training together. I learn most of my stuff from them now because they have different upbringings as well. Like, you guys go,
we're all learning from each other, like with Gabby, because she's very much like,
she's classically trained.
We'll get Gabby, we'll go with you next. Gabby, so you come from a musical household, or it sounds like you're classically trained?
As I was saying, I was classically trained in high school, but I started singing I started singing lessons when I was 7 because when I was younger, I didn't speak. I didn't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And even my preschool teachers would tell my parents, she's got a problem. Like, I don't know how she's going to like make friends. Or, like,
and now she won't shut up. Now we can't.
The roles have reversed. Now my mom keeps telling me to shut up. But through that, I was put into a lot more music. I did piano lessons as well, singing lessons. And then I studied classical music in high school. That's where I learned a lot about music theory and about like harmony, which I, you know.
Which brings us to Bernie. So like in high school, I was very much an a cappella nerd. I was in multiple vocal ensembles.
She likes to mention that they were self-devised.
We were called the New Tones a cappella group. But on top of that, I was also in other vocal ensembles. Anyway, so I was really into harmony, still am. I love bringing that into the group. Like Gabby, we love to do vocal arrangements. And I also tried to venture out into something different in music in university. I did music production, and now I am so in love with doing like a lot of our vocal production. So I feel like we bring so many different things.
So basically what they're saying is without them, I'd be Scrooge.
Like reaching at this place.
She's fishing for it. Okay, do you really want us to say that you're the vocal powerhouse?
No,
because are. Okay,
no. We're all equally amazing.
Well, you said earlier that you met kind of at different singing competitions as kids. So all of you were put in those type of things.
So basically, the Filipino community here is really strong and really tight. And so one thing that a lot of like the Filipino community would do is when Filipino artists would do their tours in Australia, whoever was promoting the tour would gather local Filipino artists, like aspiring artists and like local talent to be the front acts. They'd have like sometimes 5, sometimes 10 different local artists perform as support acts before the big headline artists. And so we were those little supports, little front acts.
Really?
We were
like, that's cool.
We met when we were like between 10 and 12 years old, I think. Like, we can't pinpoint exactly how old we were, but so around that age, we were just three little girls pushed into the little stage.
Like,
sing the Michael Jackson.
Sing Ben by Michael Jackson.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you knew, you met each other young. And then at what age do you all come together again and are like, hey, let's try to do a project or something together?
Well, Horizon's been around for around 6 years.
Around that.
We started
late 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah. I think because we just all have a mutual love for music and it's our passion. So we had a mutual appreciation for all of our different like musical backgrounds and our upbringings. We were like, we should make this like a thing.
Yeah. And that's why it works so well, because of our musical upbringings. It's like each person brings something different to the table. Mm-hmm. So we all have our time to shine equally and still be such a strong unit. Mm. So that's why we're constantly inspiring each other, and we're kind of just like, oh my God, like, you're going to kill this bit, you're going to kill that bit, I'm going to kill this bit. And it's just, we
constant
make sure.
Support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when did always you decide that this is going to be a thing? Like,
even though I hate them. Oh my God.
And even though we're stuck with each other.
Were you like at one of these events and, you know, kind of just playing off each other? And we're like, well, you know, let's just do this together. Like, how did the idea for Horizon end up beginning? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Well, I vividly remember. Oh, yeah. Sorry, the internet cut out. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. There was a delay. I think I was talking and you guys were listening to me talk, and then I thought it was frozen and then it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. As I was saying, I vividly remember the first time we sang together. We sang White Winter Hymnal by Pentatonix.
At Bernie's house.
At Bernie's house.
See,
we were doing all the like the clapping movements and everything.
Acapella nerd.
We were just like, guys, let's just like jam together in a rehearsal at one point.
But no one was performing that song. Like, at all. It was, no one was performing it. It was, we were at Bernie's house.
Yeah, it was just a rehearsal.
Just rehearsing for a random gig.
And we were like, guys, let's just like sing together. Let's just do this song, because we all knew it.
I literally have a recording of it. I just cannot find it. It's somewhere deep in the archives in
her
laptop or something. But I have the video of when we were singing it. It was the first time we ever sang. And I just, one day I'm going to have it.
You need to find it. That's cool.
I really do.
That is like the pivotal moment. We need that documentary.
I know. Bangs and braces.
I was a really completely different woman.
Thick bangs, not like soft ones, but thick, blocky ones. Yeah.
What? You said I didn't eat them. You said I didn't slay those
not
bangs.
Just say, she did say, she did slay.
Yeah, I did. And I don't know. Still.
At that moment you were singing together, and then you decide to start Horizon. And as far as the songs go and everything, was that an idea like, oh, we should write our own music, or like, how did that piece kind of come together?
So with forming the girl group, you know, we wanted to write music. So, but we needed, you know, help with that. We needed some sort of mentorship. So we all seeked out someone to help produce our music and write with us and mentor us, being a girl group. And, you know, we found the right person. And just from that one person who believed in us, we managed to make like this whole amazing support group for us, an amazing team behind us. And now, because of them and because of our hard work, we're signed in America. It's something we never could have imagined. Like, we are just three Filipino Australian women from Western Sydney, and you never see that making out of Sydney, like making it worldwide. So it's really, Horizon is just so special to us, and we hope like we keep doing this and we keep inspiring
other women, other people, that, you know, if we can do it and you put your mind to it and you work hard for it, then anything is possible.
That's amazing.
I'm going to ask you all that similar question at the very, very end of this. But I so can I say who it was? Because I believe I know. Was it Tricky Stewart who helped you guys out? Okay, yeah, and then how do you find him? And if those people who don't know who that is, his discography is insane, like Umbrella from Rihanna and Britney Spears and Justin Bieber and
He made our
Single Ladies. I forgot he did that one too, right?
Justin Bieber.
I remember
Umbrella.
Umbrella. Case of the X.
Break my soul.
Break my soul.
Water.
So how do you all connect with him?
So it's kind of like a bit of a zigzag. So we had our management team in connection with our attorney. Our attorney found us through our social media, through all our content. We have been really lucky to build up our social media presence, and with all our covers and stuff, we were getting a lot of attention from not just producers, but artists themselves. Like sometimes we'll have like global artists DM us requesting for us to cover their music. So we were just putting ourselves out there consistently. And when we got lucky enough to get in contact with our attorney and everything, he was like, you know, I have a buddy. I really think like you guys should work with him. And we were like, oh yeah, everything. And when Tricky then stumbled across us as well, we were kind of like, there's no way that Tricky Stewart is willing to work with us. We were like, no, that's fake. You're lying. You're
but
fake.
I remember Tricky actually followed us at the end of
2022.
He was following us when our followers were not, they weren't as high as they were.
It was like 20K.
Weren't in the millions.
Mainly on our Instagram. We were about 20K, less than 100K. And then we kept posting consistently. We've always been consistent on our social media. We really take it seriously and work so hard with it. And through that, our following just skyrocketed to what it is now.
Our cover of My All by Mariah Carey, I think, was like kind of the turning point for our Instagram. We got a lot of engagement on that. Our followers went from 20K to 500,000 within a span of like a few weeks.
Yeah, and I remember Tricky saying,
just from that one song, really doing well.
That we kept posting consistently, people kept seeing our covers, and people were looking into our past covers, being like, "Oh my gosh, you
they
guys
realize like, oh my gosh,
you guys have been
group.
Doing this for real." And Tricky said to us, "That was
the turning point.
That was
for
it for me, because you guys stayed consistent, and I could see your growth and how you guys continued to work hard, even though you know you won't see traction at the beginning, but you have to keep working hard at it."
And so he flew us out to Atlanta for 2 weeks.
He's like, I want to see if you guys are the real deal. Like, can they really do what they do online?
Flew us out to Atlanta for 2.5 weeks doing a recording trip. We were doing minimum 20 hours a day in the studio, cutting two songs a day.
20 hours?
Like, 4 hours of sleep. Don't lie.
4 hours? That's wild.
We were running on like 4 hours of sleep a day.
We'd be lucky to get like 5 or 4.5 hours.
Yeah. So 20 hours. That's what I mean. 20 hours a day. And by the end of it, he was like, this is something special. Yeah. Like, we got to do it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, obviously, you had a bunch of content prior to this Mariah Carey song, Doing Something, which is super helpful. And you continued doing that. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that have had like a sliver of a viral video, and then it just flops after that, right? I mean, to be able to continue on and continue to gain more and more followers and keep attention of all these big people, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, as when we started Horizon, when we started social media, even on our TikTok and our Instagram, YouTube and Facebook,
we were getting nothing.
But that didn't stop us.
Yeah.
We kept going. going at it, engaging with our fans, engaging with our team, trying to figure out strategies. Like,
trying to figure out new
social
ideas.
Media is a complete different
But it wasn't
ball game.
Just the social media that we were trying to develop. We were trying to develop ourselves as artists. So all the things that come with being a girl group, dance training, heels training, getting our physical, like physical training, everything that we needed to do to be more than just content creators, which we wanted to show people that we are a girl group and we're ready to be global artists. So we, while being consistent on social media, we were still doing all those full-time hours. We dropped out of university. We quit our jobs. Like we made a full-time thing because we knew that eventually the hard work will pay off. So that's why.
And it did. Really, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You said earlier, now I'm just curious. You said bigger artists or worldwide artists would hit you guys up to cover their songs. Do you like what was one, or I don't know if you even want to tell me. Is there someone that you're like, oh wow, I can't believe this person reached out to me and they want me to do their song?
Mine's Boyz II Men.
No way.
I think they've. Because I grew up listening to Boyz II Men a lot in my household, I looked up to them so much that when we started to see them engage with our content and eventually be able to meet them as well, I was kind of just geeking out a little bit. I like to say I'll never get starstruck, but when we met them in person, I was like, there's no way that they're standing right in front of me right now.
But even to get the DM from them, like, hey, we like what you're doing. Like what?
We were on FaceTime with Sean when we were in Atlanta because we had our friend Q Parker from 112, who we went on tour with back in 2022, I think it was. He came and visited us in the studio in Atlanta and he's like, oh yeah, like, I have a friend that wants to say hi to you. And he puts the phone out and it's Sean from Boyz II Men. And I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so,
Wow.
Well, we didn't ask, but we did sing with him. We sang with JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo.
Oh, that's cool.
Like in person.
She's so sweet.
At the end of it, I cried.
I had
to stay professional throughout the whole recording. And like, I was just trying to keep myself, you know, like
professional.
Intact. Just, you know, and then once they're like, okay, we got everything we need. I was like, JoJo, she's like, yeah, I just want to say that I look up to you. You made my childhood. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, she was like hugging me, and I was like, oh yeah.
We had it on video. Of Benny literally making that exact face.
It was that face. That face.
And you got to do a song with her. You got to record on a record.
Acapella song that we had released last year.
You don't know nothing.
Our first release being signed to Epic. She sang it with us. Oh my gosh.
She killed it.
We also sang
her song, Dissolve. Too Little Too Late, Silent Night. We did a bunch of different social media content recordings.
That's awesome. That's amazing. And you have a song, you just released a couple songs, right? Recently.
Yeah.
So when did Naughty's one of them that I, and you did Wanna Love You. Those are the most recent. What were those? Like, when did you guys write those songs? When were those recorded? And I think you have a project coming out, right? As well, maybe later this year.
Yeah. So Wanna Love You, 40. They were two of the many songs that we recorded back in Atlanta. Naughty was actually the first song that we recorded when we went in Atlanta. We did about 14 during that two-week trip. And Naughty was one of them. And kind of like the icebreaker for us, it was the first song we did. We were all really excited. I think we killed it. Yeah. The club banger song. Yeah. Like, this is the one you get your girls, you're having a good time, leave your man at home, let's just have fun, feel confident and sexy and feeling naughty, hence the title anyway. And with Wanna Love You, funny story with Wanna Love You, I think that was one of our longest days in studio.
We were so tired.
We were so tired.
we wanted to beef it up.
with mm-hmm. a lot of our own vocal arrangements and harmonies mm-hmm. and layers, because a lot of these songs were already written, but Tricky, knowing us, how we love doing our own vocal arrangements and harmonies, he's like, no, it's written, but I want to see what y'all can do. And we're like, oh, for sure. So we did yeah. our thing on every mm-hmm. track. We made sure that it always, every track had the Horizon, you know, spin on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I love you, oh my gosh, I remember I was so tired that day and Tricky was like, let's do this one. I'm like,
yeah,
yes.
Struggling to keep our yeah. eyes open.
I was feeling so Delulu.
And like, look, if I'm going to be honest,
really Delulu.
If we're going to be honest as well, when we left studio that day, we were proud of every single song. Don't get me wrong. But I remember leaving studio that day, we were like, Did we really do our best with that song? We're like, I don't know about this song. Like maybe we did too much. Maybe we did too little. We were just having cold feet about it. When we came in studio the next day with fresh ears and a clear mind after having some good sleep.
Some good three hours sleep.
We heard it and we were like, oh, this yeah, is actually yeah. one of our favorites. And we were like, this is the R&B yeah. sexy song that we knew that we wanted to show mm-hmm. people, because you know we're still starting out this mm-hmm. upcoming project, this EP, this is a very new thing for us. This is an introduction to who yeah. we are as artists. We want to make sure that this upcoming EP, each song is kind of showing you a different vibe vocally as well as personality. I feel yeah. it's showing everybody the different sides of us and what we can do with our music and kind of getting to know us through our music. Mm-hmm. Like we want to show people that we can have a naughty side, we can have a beautiful love song, we can have going crazy, we can have
a cappella.
Yeah. We want to show people that we are the real deal with this next project. So definitely yeah. those two songs is kind of like a good little
segue
to it.
Okay. And with that Atlanta trip, both those songs came out of it. Did you get the whole EP done while you were in Atlanta that time, or do you have more music that you recorded outside of that trip?
We're actually about to do a whole nother week in studio doing more music,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, more recording songs.
Yeah, recording more songs. So we just want to make sure that this EP is right, because as I said, we want it to be a good introduction to who we are. So we have most of the EP done. Yeah. We have most of it, and we're really excited
we've
about
built
it.
This archive of music, like since we started the girl group, like we actually started writing our own stuff like years ago, and we're just keeping it in the archive, letting it marinate, and we want to keep building it until we get, you know, the perfect EP that would just encapsulate our Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And what about live shows? Are you doing, I was on your website, I didn't see anything posted, but are you performing quite a bit right now or just focusing on the EP?
Bit of both. We just came back from Philippines and Hong Kong actually, just before Yeah, we did some performances in Hong Kong and Philippines. We did like a festival in Philippines. Yeah. We did a major gig in Hong Kong. And we definitely plan on being on the road again soon. I think right now we're just getting back into the same thing.
Wow, was it like going performing in the Philippines? Was it the first time you've done that? Or have you played there before?
So we actually spent a whole month in Philippines last year. In March,
yeah.
mm-hmm. we did a whole promo tour doing over how many?
I think it was, we had every day packed, like, let's just say.
Interviews, radio shows, TV shows, gigs. But it was amazing, like being able to come to the Philippines, like that's where our culture is at. We were mm-hmm. able to connect. It's also with our fans and all the artists that are there. We got to collab with Binny, which is another girl group in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's something that the Philippines themselves haven't really seen. Like artists from their own country collabing with other Filipino Australians around the world.
And we taught them how to harmonize.
Yeah, yeah. And they taught us how to dance.
Taught us how to dance. Like it was all really, really cute.
It was a really cute exchange.
It was a really great experience. Yeah. We love going to the Philippines.
But when we went back recently, we actually went with JBL, who we're ambassadors for here in Australia. Mm-hmm. And JBL do like an annual
Soundfest,
a festival called Soundfest. So we were lucky enough
to speaker company? They do speakers, right? Okay.
So we were lucky enough to be one of the performers for like representing Australia at the Filipino JBL Soundfest. So it was
along with,
yeah.
Along with who? Sorry, it cut out of my head.
DJ Tiger Lily is another Australian JBL ambassador. She's a DJ. She's amazing.
Amazing.
Stunning.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I appreciate you all getting up early and doing this. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
I have one more question. You all kind of answered it earlier, but I'm still going to ask it again. If you have any advice for aspiring artists, I want to get an answer from each one of you.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Keep going. What's the saying?
What? Keep your hands
keep on the wheel and your eyes on the horizon. That is our saying.
That's our saying. Hands on the wheel and eyes on the horizon.